Breakfast on your number one news and talk station.
Talking about identity theft, a story broke yesterday. A database which contains the private data of millions of South Africans, including ID numbers, contact details, addresses, and income estimates, had been exposed. This is where the story says that security researcher and creator of Have I Been Pwned, Troy Hunt, discovered the data and took to Twitter to solicit advice from South Africans. Now, if you're not aware of that story, you can search for that story. But this joining me this morning is Claude Langley, who is a business development manager at HID Global. And, you know, Claude is joining us once again to just echo a call that we've mentioned or we've shouted many a times before. But it's one that I think, including myself, just don't take seriously at all. Claude, a very good morning to you. Thank you for joining us.
Good morning, Simulili. And thanks for inviting me to your show.
Thank you so much, Claude. You know, we talk about identity theft and we know that it exists, but it's almost as if it's just there at the back of our minds. We know it's there, but do you think South Africans actually take it seriously?
Unfortunately, I think the South Africans only take it seriously when it affects them. It's one of those crimes that we're all aware of. But until it actually happens to you, only then do you realize the impact to your personal life and the disaster and the chaos that it brings upon once you find out that somebody's taken out a cell phone contract or opened up an account or, you know, multiple things. And, to rectify identity theft is not something that you just do over a couple of days. You know, you end up in court, there's financial costs. So the crime is definitely there, and people, unfortunately, are quite careless until, as I said, it happens to you.
And then talking to that, how do criminals obtain your identity information, identifying information, and how easy is it for them?
Well, there's multiple ways that these guys infiltrate and obtain your information. One of the simple ways is mail trawling, the good old post office mail. If, people leave, they don't have anybody pick up their post, these guys will walk past, grab your mail from your post box, and, they start, that's the easy way. That's where they start picking up your information. So, you get a credit card bill, they walk past, they've got your details, your bank account number, they see what transactions you do. You know, that's where it starts. Then, there's other electronic methods where people log on to websites and freely enter the information without verifying the source of the website. The banking industry is permanently warning people about phishing. Don't enter your data. And also, the syndicates will call you or send you an SMS and say, we're calling you from SARS, please call us back. And people freely hand over their identity number without confirming who they're actually handing it over to. And once you handed your identity number over, then it opened the floodgates for these guys to copy your identity and use it for fraudulent activities.
If you've just joined us on the show, we're talking about identity theft, where here in Africa, it's unfortunately one of the fastest growing crimes, where we are joined or we are speaking to expert on the matter, Claude Langley, the business development manager at HID Global, about how criminals are getting away with your identification. 51 minutes past four. Good morning to you. Thank you so much for joining us. The number to dial is 021-446-0567. Claude, we've seen the changes in technology, and we've seen that, in terms of people now giving away or rather punching in a code or punching in their ID numbers and all of this, how do fingerprint biometrics compare to other authentication methods?
So fingerprint biometrics is the main thing about the fingerprint biometrics is, like in the banking sector, for example, you're being verified against a trusted source, which is Home Affairs. As most of your listeners will see or have experienced, if you're going into the banking system, you present your fingerprint, It gets checked up against the National Home Affairs database, and your identity gets verified. So, you know, it's a very secure method of verifying or authenticating somebody's identification.
So would that then be the best way to move forward as a country, that we should be installing all of these measures or rather authenticating devices with fingerprint biometrics?
Yes, and as your users will see, the fingerprint biometrics are becoming more and more popular, being deployed by banking systems, telcos. You'll shortly see it in the retail sector, which you know, at least gives you the public the comfort that I can't walk in, even though I've maybe obtained your identity. Once I walk in to open an account against your name or your family members, then you're going to be authenticated at the point of origination. That on its own will eliminate thousands of cases of fraud from a biometric perspective. So the adoption of biometrics is increasing daily throughout the country. You'll see it more and more. As everyone knows, the banks have been leading the way, but industry is following suit.
Claude, listen, thank you so much for joining us on the show this morning. But certainly it's one of these, as I've mentioned earlier on, you know, identity theft. I think you said it clear that you never take it seriously until it happens to you.
Correct.
Claude, thank you so much for joining us this morning. Looking forward to chatting with you again in the future.
Thanks a lot for your time.
Thank you so much. Claude Langley, Business Development Manager at HID Global. Do you take your security seriously?